about architecture in a more general sense. I'm working on a text called Body Building. Of course, it's a wordplay. It is intended for architects to understand how they can build buildings by understanding the body. By understanding the body better, they can build better buildings. And it's not just buildings that architects design. You also have internal interior architecture. You have landscape architecture. You even have social architects. So there are a lot of things that come together around architecture, and I simply focus on architecture because that already has the core of the idea, which is that architects work with materials of the earth, building materials, and they also work with people. So that means that at the same time they work with, say, the physics and with the sociology. So the core idea of the paper that I'm presenting is that of the psychosomatic principle, because in the psychosomatic principle we see exactly the same. It is the relationship between the physics of the body, specifically the physiology, and the internal aspect of the sociology, which is the psychology. And when you look into the fundamental principles of healthcare as they are described by the work of Bert Vervain, if you extend his understanding of how the body works, then you can easily see that in our body the physiology is at the same time the psychology. But when you turn that from inside out, you can see that the psychology is also the sociology, and that the physiology is actually also the ecology. The work of Bert Vervain addresses the communication between cells in our body. Of course, that starts with the first cell. When the first cell divides, the internal cell cycle opens up and becomes a Möbius loop, in the sense that it is then the link between the two cells that have been created out of that cell division, which is also cell multiplication. The feed forward and the feedback loop between those two cells actually is the foundation of the cell communication, but also how the cells are linked between them. And as Bert Vervain understood and described, the feed forward and the feedback between the cells is based on a balance. So every cell can produce body materials, and they are then put out into the body. Other cells make use of that. They can transform them, and then they send something back into the system, which can come back to the original cell as the feedback loop. So these feed forward and feedback loop between the cells are actually the foundation of cell communication. And what you can understand as being the case for just two cells, once the first cell has divided, that already starts. Then from then on, it is between every cell that has been divided and thereby multiplied. I've already described separately that this cell communication principle, with its feed forward and feedback, is actually the foundation of health. And if you look at it in a more general sense, you can see that in the cell communication, and the cells use the information that they have of the world around them, let's say cosmic information, to operate atomic forces by which they can transform and form molecules. So that is how the cells produce the body materials, and the body which we have is actually the result of cells making these body materials, sending them on to other cells, and between them they know where to put them. And so that is how you have this circulation of molecules between the cells, which are the proteins, the enzymes, the hormones, and the pigments. But you also have these deposits of cells which can be the bone, connective tissues, the fluids, and actually all kind of electromagnetic information flows in exchange between the cells. As I described separately, the body materials are actually part of an electromagnetic process operated by the zipper of creation. And the zipper of creation is very simply the summary of what science has found over the last centuries. Classical science studied physics, say materials, say dead matter. They discovered that matter was actually molecules, and that's what the theory of relativity describes in the Zitterbewegung of Einstein. And then, as molecules are composed of atoms, you know that you need to understand what's happening at the atomic level with the electron jumps within the atoms, as is described by the quantum theory by Max Planck. But it's also evident that the jump of an electron is the result of a jump of a photon. And that's what field theory tries to describe. So in our body, we can see that the body materials are fixed. They are liquid, they are gaseous, and they are plasma. And exactly as the alchemist describes, that those are the four phases of matter, solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. But if you look deeper, you could actually say we're talking about the relation between materials, molecules, atoms, and the subatomic space. And if you look in more details, then you can see then the material is actually defined by bound electrons. The molecules operate with the exchange of electrons, or the oscillation of electrons. The atoms work at the level of the electron jump, and the subatomic is then defined by the photon jump, or the quantum leap. Essentially, it means that we are then seeing that the materials in our body are simply changes in the electromagnetic field. And just as the alchemists described, it is the change of the quantum which determines if you're dealing with information or radio electromagnetism, or with chemistry, or with physics. And again, the subatomic field is the quantum field of phase information. It is not physical at all, it's purely physical. In the atoms, that is where you can see that the electricity and the magnetism, let's say the electromagnetic field, is in balance. And out of that comes then a further sequel. I have to pause recording for a moment, I'll be right back.